Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 22. Power of Gold. 1. In all that has so far been reported by me to you, I have endeavored to depict with care the secret of what is coming, of what is past, and of what is going on now, rushing into the flood of the great events, coming already in the near future, the secret of our relations to the Goyim, and of financial operations. On this subject there remains still a little for me to add. 2. In our hands is the greatest power of our day, gold. In 2 days we can procure from our storehouses any quantity we may please. 3. Surely, there is no need to seek further proof that our rule is predestined by God. Surely we shall not fail with such wealth to prove that all that evil, which for so many centuries we have had to commit, has served at the end of ends, the cause of true well-being, the bringing of everything into order. Though it be even by the exercise of some violence, yet all the same it will be established. We shall contrive to prove that we are benefactors, who have restored to the rent and mangled earth the true good, and also freedom of the person, and therewith we shall enable it to be enjoyed in peace and quiet, with proper dignity of relations, on the condition, of course, of strict observance of the laws established by us. We shall make plain therewith that freedom does not consist in dissipation and in the right of unbridled license, any more than the dignity and force of a man do not consist in the right of everyone to promulgate destructive principles, in the nature of freedom of conscience, equality and the like, that freedom of the person in no wise consists in the right to agitate oneself and others by abominable speeches before disorderly mobs, and that true freedom consists in the inviolability of the person, who honorably and strictly observes all the laws of life and common, that human dignity is wrapped up in consciousness of the rights, and also of the absence of rights of each, and not wholly and solely in fantastic imaginings about the subject of one's ego. 4. One authority will be glorious because it will be all-powerful, will rule and guide, and not muddle along after leaders and orators, shrieking themselves hoarse with senseless words, which they call great principles, and which are nothing else, to speak honestly, but utopian. Our authority will be the crown of order, and in that is included the whole happiness of man. The aureole of this authority will inspire a mystical bowing of the knee before it, and a reverent fear before it of all the peoples. True force makes no terms with any right, not even with that of God, none dare come near to it, so as to take so much as a span from it away.